The Red Sox reportedly bolstered their outfield when they agreed to a deal with Adam Duvall on Wednesday morning.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today's episode of Locked On Red Sox is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for your sports betting info, your stats, your news, and analysis. You can get the latest odds and trends for every professional sport and amateur league out there, from pro football. The playoffs continue this weekend. The NBA, NHL, everything is over at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, which I'm assuming you do because you are listening to Locked On Red Sox right now, you can even find those at BetOnline as well. They're always the fastest and the easiest way to get your betting info. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. That's BetOnline, where the game starts. Welcome to another episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast. I am your host, Nessun's Lauren Willand. I am still flying solo. Today is actually Jake's birthday, so huge happy birthday shout out to my co-host, Jake. He will be back for our next episode this week. So today's episode is going to be quick. It's just going to discuss Adam Duvall and his deal with the Red Sox and kind of what he can bring to Boston. And we're going to read some Twitter responses I put on the Locked On Red Sox Twitter account, LO_RedSox, about how fans were feeling about this deal. And we got some pretty funny responses, so I am going to read some of those as well. But friends of the pod, Chris Henrich and Jamie Gatlin, both on Tuesday night were on top of this deal, saying that the two sides were close, the two sides were talking. And Wednesday morning is when we woke up, probably about 7:30 in the morning, to news that the Red Sox had agreed to a one-year deal. Now, Adam Duvall, no, he's not the sexiest name out there, but he's probably one of the better free agents still left on the market. There's not a lot of slim pickings out there on the free agent market right now. And the Red Sox signed him for pretty cheap. His deal is for $7 million, and it can reach up to $10 million with the incentives. Not quite sure what those incentives are just yet, but even if he does get to the $10 million threshold, that's still pretty cheap for who he is. So if you're wondering who Adam Duvall is, and the Red Sox probably hope that he can regain whatever made him a borderline elite player in 2021. He batted .228 with 38 home runs and an NL best 113 RBI across 146 games. And that's while he was with the Marlins. And then he was traded back to the Atlanta Braves at the 2021 trade deadline. And that was a very good trade for the Braves. He ended up hitting 16 home runs and drove in 45 RBI through 55 games. And then, of course, he had 3 home runs and 10 runs between the NLCS and the World Series, which, of course, the Braves ended up winning in 2021 to secure the World Series title. So his offense can be good. And this is kind of like the rest of the team, right? If they stay healthy, if this goes right for the Red Sox, if this, if that, he's still another what-if factor for this Red Sox team. His defense is kind of where he really shines, right? He won a gold glove with both the Braves and the Marlins, and it's probably his defense that's going to be looked at. That's going to be the important part of this signing, because the outfield is a big what-if, like much of this team. So we talked about how Alex Verdugo has to reach his potential. We don't know how Yoshida is going to be in the outfield. Will Jaron Duran get another shot in center field? But with Duvall now coming in, my guess is that he will ultimately play center field for Boston. And a lot of that is out of necessity. I mean, you unfortunately are probably going to take Kike Hernandez out of center field and move him back into the infield due to Trevor Story's injury. There's a lot of moving parts. With this Duvall move, it really seems like Kike is going to come back to the infield. And you know what? That's okay. We know he can play there. It's just a matter of filling that hole in center field, because if you replace Kike Hernandez with Jaron Duran, you're not going to get the same kind of output that Kike gave to you in center field. Maybe Duvall will. Like I said, his defense is kind of what he's known for. The Red Sox need someone to play center field, and Duvall can play that. Well, it's not a perfect situation, but there is some versatility now in this lineup. And of course, he does bring a little bit of power offensively. He does not fix the entire power problem that the Red Sox still are lacking, but he will give the lineup a little bit of pop. Not exactly what they 100% need, but some of what they need. Like I said, he's not going to fix that problem 100%, but he's going to help. And I think that's important right now because this season, it does, this team does have the opportunity to be fine, but there's just so many what ifs, and this team already isn't staying healthy with Trevor Story going down. And hopefully Chris Sale can stay healthy. Hopefully James Paxton can give you adequate outings, whether that starts or out of the bullpen. Hopefully Nick Pivetta can have a good year. Hopefully Garrett Whitlock transitions into a solid starter. A lot of question marks. And Duvall still is a question mark, especially when it comes to his durability. He's 34. He's only played 138 games four times in his career and only once since 2018. So 138 games is nothing to turn your nose up at, but he's also dealt with injuries. He had a torn tendon sheath in his wrist, which ended his season last year in 2022 in July. We all know, especially Red Sox fans, that wrist injuries can be really tricky and they can hinder someone's development. I mean, look at Nomar, right? We are all scarred by Nomar's wrist injury, it seems like. But if he is 100% healthy, he could provide a strong bat. And like I mentioned, his defense is really what he's known for, because you're kind of bringing him in knowing that you need the defense in the outfield, because if you're going to take Kike out of there and replace him with Jarren Duran, you're not going to have a very solid outfield. So overall, I do like the signing. Jake and I will go more in depth on the signing on Friday, but overall, I think it's a fine move for the Red Sox. It's a cheap move for the Red Sox, and it helps with power and it helps the outfield. Now, it's not the perfect answer. It's not the answer that probably Red Sox fans wanted when there were more suitable options earlier in the offseason, but you have to make do with what you're given and what's still out there. And I think the Red Sox did what they could with who was still left out there. So I posed the question on our Locked On Red Sox Twitter account at @LO_Red Sox. Very simple question. How are we feeling about the Adam Duvall signing with the Red Sox? And some answers made me laugh, and I will read some of them. So G-Mags says he's Renfro with better defense, which is electric. And I've seen this comparison a few times, that he's kind of like Hunter Renfro, where he's going to give you great defense, and every now and then he's going to come in and do really good things at the plate. Red Sox fans loved Hunter Renfro because of all the plays he made in the outfield assists, and then the home runs and the clutch hits when it mattered the most. So that's not a bad comparison. Hopefully he can play better than Renfro, and hopefully he can play better than his 2022 season. Red Sox fan says, meh. Jason Barron said, it's as if a poor man's Brian Reynolds had a baby and that baby grew old and couldn't hit anymore. This one kind of made me laugh because it's like his offense is not, you know, what he's known for. His offense can be streaky, and we don't know with that wrist injury how he's going to fare in 2023, especially if he's going to play over 130 games. Sigmanner 107 just put Jim from The Office. It's a gif, just kind of being like, whatever. Jeff with one F passing said he's got a good bat, good power in a much needed area for the Red Sox. Very optimistic. Yes, he does. We talked about briefly that he can have that power and that the Red Sox need some power. Scarlett said that they're taking players who come off down years for cheap. I think that's a perfect way to describe some of the moves the Red Sox have made this offseason. VGK dude said, who's that? And used a gif. And Holly also said that she has never heard of him. So hopefully after the season, or even during the season, that they know very much who he is for good reasons, not for bad reasons. Tua Tagovailoa, if I butchered that, I'm sorry. He said, if this was 2016, the Sox would be dangerous. I've said this about a few other signings, how I've been like, I would have loved this 5 years ago. And I think Adam Duvall is another one of those that 5 years ago, it would have been awesome to have him on this team. Brian Hickey feels good. Steve Rosenheimer says, good, get Andrews now. The Red Sox, there's still that shortstop hole to fill if they decide to go that route and not put Kike there. And I like the idea of Elvis Andrews. Matt Knowles just put the Borat gif with two thumbs up. Bob, who probably has the funniest answer that made me laugh out loud while I was getting my nails done, he said, pumped, in all caps. We are only going to lose 97 games now. Well done, Bloom. That's the enthusiasm I like to hear, right? And Matt Power said, I'll take the under for 100, Bob. And I still think this team will win 75 to 80 games. Maybe that's being really optimistic, but if things can go right, I think they'll win more games than a lot of people expect them to. Overall, from the 16-17 responses that we got, it seems pretty split. It's just kind of, it is what it is. Hopefully he can do well. They know that there is the potential to do well, but it's also like, it should have never come to this, that this Red Sox should not be in this position. But at the same time, you still need to fill the holes, and he is a viable option to do that. Thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. Like I said, Jake and I will be back on Friday to really go in depth about this deal, kind of give more analysis and opinion and kind of what he can or cannot bring to this team. I still think there's moves to be made, and spring training is right around the corner. Pitchers and catchers less than a month away. First full team workout, 1 month and 2 days away. So it's getting very close, and the Red Sox need to continue to fill the holes on this team. It's getting closer, but there's still work to be done. Just wanted to shout out Jake one more time. He is 24 today. Excited to see what this year brings for him and what this year brings for this podcast. Be sure to check out the other shows across the Locked On Network. Locked On Mets, who just agreed to a deal with old friend Tommy Pham. Locked On Yankees, Locked On Phillies. Everyone does such a great job here bringing you baseball content in the off season. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at @LO_RedSox, Jake at Jake Iggy, me, La Lauren, three laws, Lauren with four R's. And now that you've made Locked On Red Sox your first listen, check out Locked On MLB Prospects to make it your second listen of the day. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia. He's been on our show a few times. He goes deep on the stars of tomorrow. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to check back on Friday when we go deeper into the Duvall deal. And next week, we will be interviewing prospect Taylor Broadway. I'm really excited for that interview and to be able to bring that to you. That will be next week. Let us know how you feel about this Adam Duvall deal and what you think he will bring to the Red Sox, or if the Red Sox are still lacking in some departments. We love to hear from you. We always love including our listeners on this show. So until Friday, we will see you very soon. And as always, let's go Red Sox.